We can best learn how the Savior felt about charity by observing how he treated others during his ministry. One day, the scribes and Pharisees brought to him a woman who had been caught in the act of adultery. They reminded him the law required her to be stoned and asked what he thought they should do. Their goal wasn't to seek advice, but to trap him. The world couldn't influence how Jesus treated others, however. He knelt down, writing in the dirt as if he hadn't heard them. They continued to ask, and he responded, "He who is without sin among you, let him throw a stone at her first," John 8 verse 7 and KJV. Chastened, the men began to leave. When Jesus and the woman were alone, he asked her if any accusers remained, and she said they had not. He gently told her he didn't accuse her either, but warned her not to repeat the sin again. This is one of the more powerful examples of the Savior's charity. He rescued her from humiliation and death, preserved a certain amount of dignity by refusing to judge her. Worthiness for his help, and counseled her on how to avoid the same problem in the future. On a different occasion, a blind man called out to Jesus for help. The man had been scolded by others not to bother Jesus. After all, he was only a blind beggar, not someone important by the world's standards. However, Jesus heard him and called the man to him. He asked how he could help, and the man asked for his sight. Jesus not only restored the man's sight, but sent a clear message to those who had deemed him unworthy of the Lord's charity. Jesus told the man it was his own faith that had healed him. This man, seemingly unimportant, had possessed sufficient faith to be healed, and this certainly sent a gentle rebuke to those who had dismissed him as being unimportant or unworthy of notice. Find the full story in Mark 10.